Good evening, gentlemen. Meretz Hashem, tonight we'll be finishing the sixth parak over here. Sixth parak, Baruch Hashem, of Nedarim. Mm-hmm. But our Amud tonight is Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start off on the Gimel Amud Aleph with 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom. We're coming off the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you take a neder from something, for example, from yayin, from wine, right, you're mutter to drink yayin tepuchim. It's mutter to drink apple wine. Because when you say wine, you mean grape wine. You don't even mean apple wine. We go after the way people speak. That goes after the way people speak. So too over here, we're going to say, as if somebody, the Mishnah said, if somebody takes a neder min hayerek, is that if somebody takes a neder from a yerek, from a vegetable, the Mishnah said, he's mutter b'yerakos hasada. He says, allowed to eat the wild vegetables. Wild vegetables mean vegetables that are not garden variety, meaning they were planted on their own. It's not somebody planted them. The wild vegetables they're allowed to eat, because usually when you talk about vegetables, you talk about the vegetables that you are planting. However, we're going to make a qualification on that right now. We're four lines up from the bottom, the Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's see. Hanoder min hayerek. One who takes a neder from a yerek, from a vegetable, right, he says he's not going to eat vegetables. Bishar shani shavua. If he's dealing with not the Shemitah year, he's dealing with years 1 through 6, 1 through 6 regular agricultural years, then he is asur b'yirakos hagina. He's not allowed to eat garden vegetables that are planted. Umutur b'yirakos hasada. However, he is permissible to eat wild vegetables. Wild vegetables, that's what we said in the Mishnah already. So we're saying that's only years 1 through 6. However, when it comes to year 7, Ubishvis, in the Shemitah year, Asr b'yirakos hasada, then he is forbidden to eat, wild vegetables. Umutur b'yirakos hagina. However, it's permissible for him to eat yirakos hagina. So what's going on over here? Why? What are we talking about? What is mutter? What is usher? Oh, so the story is over here is the following. The problem is that during Shemitah year, you're not allowed to plant. We know you're not allowed to plant. So if you're not planting during the Shemitah year, so therefore, what type of vegetables are you allowed to eat? It's vegetables that were planted on their own. Those are going to be yirakos haseda. Those are going to be the wild vegetables. So therefore, we're coming to say over here is that when he says in general vegetables, years 1 through 6, what does he mean? He's talking about the garden vegetables. He's not talking about wild vegetables because people eat the garden vegetables. However, when it comes to the 7th year, things change. Why? Because in the 7th year, it's impossible that he intended for garden vegetables. You're not allowed to eat garden vegetables anyway. Rather, what is he intending for? He's intending, what do people eat 7th year? The 7th year, he's intending to eat the wild variety. Let's see the way the Ron says it. The Ron over here, it's the last Ron on the page. Last line of the Ron. We see on the 7th year, he's forbidden to eat the vegetables of the field. Inader b'shavis, if he takes a neder in the 7th year, ef shar lomar, you can't say sheneskaven liyirakina. You can't say he's intending to eat the garden vegetables. Why? Daha ein zorin velo notin b'shavis. As we know, you can't plant, right? Ein zorin, you can't sow, you can't plant things in the 7th year. Elevade liyirakaseda sha'olame olav neskaven. Rather, what does he have intention for? He has intention for the vegetables that grew by themselves. He has the vegetables that grew by themselves. So wait a second. If that's true, so what does it mean over here? It's mutter b'yirakos hagina. So what is this language over here of the Gemara that says, the language of the Gemara, the Braisa, that says, mutter b'yirakos hagina? At the end of the day, he shouldn't be mutter b'yirakos hagina, right? Because you can't eat yirakos hagina. What are yirakos hagina? The vegetables of the garden are usher because of Shemitah. They're usher because of Shemitah. So this might get into over here when we're dealing with, aftergrowth, the svichin, when it comes to aftergrowth during the Shemitah year. Is it a problem of aftergrowth or is it not a problem of aftergrowth? Maybe that's what it's getting into, whether that's really mutter midrais, only under usher midrabanan. Aftergrowth means something that plants itself in the garden. That's not called wild vegetables, that's called a garden vegetable. So still that would be mutter to him. That's maybe what it could say. Or we're going to see one more thing in a moment. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, last line on Gimel Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He says in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, turn the page on Gimel Amar Beis. He says the following. Lo shanu ala b'makom she'en mevien yerek machutz la'aretz la'aretz. We're only talking about where they don't import vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's where we say he can only eat yirakos hasada. Aval, however, b'makom she'mevien yerek machutz la'aretz asar. However, if we're dealing with a place where they import vegetables, from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, then we say it's going to be usher for him to eat garden vegetables. Okay? So one more time, we're holding over here in Gimel Amud Beis, three lines down. What did we just say? Let's just summarize. Oh, so he's not allowed to because it's garden vegetables. So we say like this. If he says he takes a neder during the Shemitah year, that he's not going to eat vegetables. Right. So we know he's not talking about garden vegetables, because garden vegetables are usher to eat anyway. He can't plant, he can't sow. So rather, he must be talking about wild vegetables. So he's usher to eat wild vegetables, but technically, because of his neder, he's allowed to eat garden vegetables. Now, he's not allowed to eat garden vegetables because they're usher because of Shemitah. Now, if there's some way around it, with speaking of afterglow, whatever, maybe fine. But what we're saying is that he's usher to eat wild vegetables, but he's mutter to eat garden vegetables. Well, wait a second. The Tanna Kamma is saying he's mutter to eat garden vegetables. So according to the Tanna Kamma, it should come out, if they import vegetables in, it's going to be totally mutter, right? Because maybe he wasn't thinking of it. I don't know. However, says Amar Rabbi Baal Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, says at the top of the Gimel Amud Beis, no, it's only mutter to eat garden vegetables when what? In a place where they don't import. Because why? So if it happens, if it's a place they don't import, he never had that in mind. So therefore, if they don't import him coming in, of course he didn't have that in mind. And lo and behold, his long-lost cousin comes and visits him from overseas. He says, guess what? I brought vegetables with me. I brought carrots with me. Garden vegetables, carrots that come from Italy. So he says, oh, Kavodik, I can eat. He says, wait a second, I took a netter. But when he took a netter, he was only thinking about wild vegetables. He was never thinking about garden vegetables. So therefore, it'll be mutter. However, in a place where they do import vegetables, his mind is also, when he says, I won't eat vegetables, not only on wild vegetables, they're also on the imported vegetables. Now, why is it on both? Evidently, there's not going to be enough imported vegetables to sustain them for the year. So therefore, he also has a mind for wild vegetables too. That's what we're coming to say over here. That's what we're saying, is that when we say it's mutter to eat garden vegetables, it's only if they don't import. Evidently, the Tanna Kamma, though, disagrees. Evidently, the Tanna Kamma over here disagrees. And he says, no, even in a place where they import, it's still going to be mutter. Why? I'm not sure. It must be because his das is not on that. Maybe because they don't import enough. But his das not on it. It seems that the Tanna Kamma is imported vegetables are actually going to be mutter, though. That's what we're saying. Lefi the Tanna Kamma is that imported vegetables would be mutter, maybe because his mind is not on it. I'm not sure. But that's what should come out from here. Whereas according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he says, no, it's only a place where they don't import vegetables. That's when you can eat the garden variety. But if they import vegetables, the garden variety is going to be usher. Ah, so why are we saying over here the Tanna Kamma says that you can eat imported vegetables? So the Gemara is going to say in a second, no, we're wrong. That's the wrong exception, what I just said. The assumption I just made, the Tanna Kamma said, that you can eat imported vegetables is wrong. We're going to say rather the Tanna Kamma is going to hold there's no such thing as imported vegetables. What? No such thing as imported vegetables? Let's see why. The Gemara says like this. Kitanai. There's a machlokas tanaim that says that what? Ein mevien, says the Braisa. We're three lines down in the Gemara base.
Right.
Ein mevien yerek min chus la'aretz la'aretz. There, you can't bring a yerek, a vegetable, from chus la'aretz to aretz, to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tanna Kamma says. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, no, mevien yerek min chus la'aretz la'aretz. You can bring it. My time, what's the reason the Mandamra says you're not allowed to bring it? My time in the Mandamra, Emevian, why can't you import vegetables? You should be allowed to import vegetables. It's a problem during Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Yeremiah Meshum Gush. It's because of the clod of earth, the lump of earth that's connected to the vegetables. What are we worried about? Is that if there's earth that comes from Chus La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, dirt that comes from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, it's tamei. It's tamei because of Suffolk mace. The Chazal were gozer. They decreed, the sages decreed, that Chus La'aretz, the earth of Chus La'aretz, is tamei. Why? Because we don't know who's buried wherever. In Eretz Yisrael, they're very machmed, where everyone's buried, where there are cemeteries, where there's not. And we're worried if they take earth, it could be that there's a bone or something or remains of a mace inside that earth. So therefore, the land of Eretz Yisrael is, if the land outside Eretz Yisrael is tameh. So therefore, says the Tanna Kamma, is we're concerned that if you bring in vegetables, you import vegetables, you're going to be bringing in earth from Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to bring in earth from Chutz La'aretz because it could be you're bringing in Tumah. You're bringing in Tumah. Now, Rebbe Chanina is going to agree that you're not allowed to bring in earth, but he's going to say we're not concerned the vegetables are going to have clods of earth. It's going to be enough. Now, how much does it have to be? The Masechta Olos says, if I remember correctly, he says it's kechosim rutzafim, is that it's the seal of a leather bag that they would seal. They would transport stuff in leather bags. And this seal, this chosim merutzaf, the seal that they had, where they would seal up these leather bags, it had to be as big as that seal. How big was that seal? I have no idea. But however big a seal was on a leather bag, that's as much earth as you have to have in order that we're concerned, so we don't want to bring it in. Therefore, let's go back and summarize what we just said. Is that we're saying the Tanna Kamma held originally that if you take a neder from yarakos, from vegetables, in years 1 through 6, you're not allowed to eat the garden variety, but you can eat the wild kind. If you take a neder from vegetables in the 7th year, in the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to eat the wild kind, because that's the only type that's mutter. But it's mutter for you to eat the garden variety. What about imported vegetables? No. The Tanna Kamma holds you don't import vegetables. You're not allowed to import vegetables. So therefore, he's not worried you're going to eat garden vegetables in general. What happens if it grew on its own? That's a different story. Comes along Rebbe Chanina and says, no. He says, it depends whether we import vegetables or not. Rebbe Chanina holds you're allowed to import vegetables. What's the machlokas whether you're allowed to import? Let me say, Rebbe Chanina says, therefore, in a place where they import vegetables, you're not allowed to eat the imported vegetables. The only place where they don't import vegetables, if one happened upon there, is you're allowed to eat it. Because if they import vegetables, nowadays we import vegetables all from all over the place, right? During Shemitah, they import vegetables from all over the place. So if they import vegetables from all over the place, our mind's going to be, when we say, I'm not eating vegetables, that it's even on imported vegetables. So therefore, we say if it's not a place where they import vegetables, your mind wasn't on it when you made the neder, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. What's the machlokas whether you're allowed to import vegetables? Tanna Kamma is concerned there's a clod of earth, a lump of earth, a gush that's in between the vegetables, and that brings tumah to the land. You're not allowed to do it, so he's not concerned you're going to import. According to Rebbe Chanina, he says, no, even though you're right, you're not allowed to bring the earth in. He says, not so common, you'll have such a big clod of earth connected to the vegetables. Therefore, he is not concerned. That is the machlokas between the two. There's a very interesting kasha over here. It was the following kasha I saw, which I thought was a very geschmack kasha. It says in the Sefer Daf al Adaf. It says, that, wait a second. It says, why aren't we concerned? We said that you're allowed to eat garden vegetables in the 7th year, right? In a place at least where they don't import, or we say it's usher to import. If you happen upon it, it's mutter to eat. Wait a second. Why don't we say is that it's still usher to eat garden vegetables? Right. Because you can buy them from non-Jews. What happens nowadays is that what? If the non-Jews own the land, we don't have a problem with Shemitah. We don't have a problem with Shemitah. It would seem to say from here that what? Is that this is a proof that even if non-Jews own land in Eretz Yisrael, it's still a problem. The Peros have a problem with Shemitah. So I want to bring a proof from here. So I want to bring a proof from this Gemara, because we should say you can buy from the non-Jews. You can buy from the non-Jews. Why don't we say buy from the non-Jews? I should mention, actually, is that in Eretz Yisrael, many times, they have, as far as the Bedats, they'll give Hechsherim for the fruits from when non-Jews own them, because they're not worried about Trumas and Maestras, because non-Jews don't have to take it, there's never a concern. So they buy them from the Arabs or whatever, all the fruits or whatever they get from non-Jews or import it. Because in Israel, you have to make sure who's ever doing the fruits. They're taking Trumas and Maestras, they're taking everything. So in the 7th year, we can say, fine, so go ahead and buy it from the non-Jews. It must be the non-Jew, even non-Jewish fruits and fruits of various Israel by non-Jews is a problem. So I'm going to say that from here. However, this is not a proof. Why? Because back then, you have to remember, in the time of the sages, Eretz Yisrael was almost totally inhabited by Jews. You didn't have Arabs. You didn't have Palestinians. There was no such thing. They didn't have. So therefore, since the Nachrim were muta muta, they were such a small, insignificant percentage, is that that's not, you can't bring a proof from here, because there were no non-Jews to buy from over there. It was all Jews who lived in Israel back in the day. That's what the Beis Yosef says in his one of his tshuvas, that it's, it was all Jews over there. So therefore, we wouldn't have a proof over here. We wouldn't have a proof. Again, we're concerned that what? Is there, we're concerned about earth coming from Chutz La'aretz, is that it could be, is that there was as a mace, as part of a mace, or something of a dead person, and therefore, that's why Chazal made the gezera of Tumas Chutz La'aretz with the earth itself, and therefore, that's what we're coming to say. Are we concerned or we're not concerned? Rechanina is not concerned about a cloud of earth coming with it, and the Tanakhama is concerned. So the Tanakhama says is they are forbidden to import. All right, well, let's continue with this mission over here. And on Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah says like this. What if you take a neder min akruv? If you take a neder from cabbage, asur be'asparagus. Now, it seems like we're saying over here, you can't eat asparagus. However, the commentaries say we're not dealing with real asparagus, because we're dealing with something that is a species of cabbage. And even though that asparagus is in the same family as cabbage, it's like basilica or something like that. I forget the name. I looked this up, basilica. Even though they are in the same family together, these leafy vegetables of asparagus and cabbage, asparagus is not a species of cabbage. So it's some type of other vegetable. So again, if you take a neder min akruv, you won't eat cabbage, asur be'asparagus. You can't eat asparagus, we'll call it, instead of asparagus. Asparagus, you can't eat asparagus. What is asparagus? It's some type of species of of cabbage. It says on the side, the Goyin says that he quotes Rav Haigon, says it's a type of cabbage that you soak in wine. You soak in wine that you call asparagus. I don't know. You soak in wine. If you take a netter from this specific species of cabbage called asparagus, mutabakruv, you can eat this general type of cabbage, because asparagus is specific. If you take a netter on the specific, you can eat the general kruv, right? If you take the general category of cabbage, you can't eat the specific kruv. That's fine. Minha grisin. What are grisin? If he takes a netter from grisin, right? He takes a netter from grisin. So what are grisin? Grisin are generally it's translated as grits. Now, what are grits? Now, I'm from the South, so when we say grits over here, right? What is the singular of grits? They say grits, but there's no singular grits. What are grits? Grits that are down South, the Southern food of grits are actually made from corn. It's like it's corn. It's like finely ground corn, right? It's made from maize, finely ground corn. And that's what grits are. But it's something that does with kidneys, right? So it could be beans or finely ground beans over here. I assume it's beans and not corn, because we're talking about back in the old world, not the new world. So I assume in the Gemara over here, it's, even though they have, you know, whatever they talk about, or I assume it's beans, finely ground beans. They would make this dish. Mina grisin. We take a netter, mina grisin, right? Aser b'mikpah. And then you're going to be aser in mikpah. What is mikpah? Mikpah is this type of it's a type of porridge. The Ron says back. You have to go back on Amud Aleph. Then give him Amud Aleph. He says also been a mikpah. He says mikpah is tavshil of. It's a thick cooked dish. Shel grisin. It has grits. Or the grits, whether it's corn or beans. Vaser mishum dekarile mikpah de grisin. He says it's aser because it's called mikpah de grisin. Is because it's called a porridge of grits. It's a porridge of grits. It has other stuff in there too. Like coarsely ground beans and other things too. But it also has grits in there. So because it's called mikbah de grisin, it's a porridge of grits, I guess is what you call it. So therefore, that's going to be usher. The Mishnah says, however, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi is matir. He says, if you take a netter from grisin, so he says it's mina. Rabbi Yossi is mater. He says it's mutter to eat this mikbah. Why? So the Ron says, because where Rabbi Yossi lives, they don't call it mikbah de grisin. They don't call it a porridge of grits. They call mikvah, mikvah, and greason, greason. The words are not interchangeable. Again, we had said this before, this machlokas chachamim Rabbi Yossi, it depends on how you call it. Do you call porridge, porridge of grits, or you just call porridge, porridge, or you call grits, grits? Or do you call mikvah is a porridge of grits, mikvah de greason, right? That depends whether it's mutter or whether it's osur, it's just how you call it. It's the word included in that or the word not included in that. What happens if you take a neder min ha-mikvah? You take a neder from the porridge we're dealing over here, this porridge of grits, mutter begrisen. Then you're allowed to eat grits, because the porridge means the whole big thing. Grits are a minor part of what the porridge is, so therefore it's mutter begrisen. In that case, you're allowed to go ahead and eat grisen. Why? Because the grits are only a minor part of it. So greason by itself, you can eat. You can't eat the porridge, but you can eat that's mixed with grits and other stuff. But you can eat grits by itself. Fine. So we said mina mikba mutar greason. What about the following case? Mina mikba. If you said you're not going to eat from this porridge, aser bishum. Then you actually are aser to eat shum. What's shum?
There's garlic.
Garlic. Oh, you're aser to eat garlic. So what does garlic have to do with porridge? So the Ron says. Mishum de mikba kola kol davar kafui va'ava is because mikba includes any dish that is thick. It's a thick dish. A thick dish. Kafui is usually means like frozen, but I don't know what it means over here. It's a thick dish and it floats. Vishum nami kori mikba. In the garlic, they would have a garlic. They would eat garlic. How would they eat garlic? Not just the clove. Al shem shemamachno so bima'at mayin. They would dissolve it in a little bit of water. V'nechabakach. And it became this thick dish of garlic. So mikbah, if you say, I'm not going to eat a thick dish, included in that is a dish of garlic. You're not allowed to eat garlic. However, the other way around, says the Mishnah, in Rabbi Yossi is matir. Rabbi Yossi will say, you don't call it mikbah de shum, I guess. I don't know. Min hashum, if you take, however, a netter from shum, from garlic, mutar be mikbah, you can eat porridge because shum is specific. Min hadashim, if you take a netter, you won't eat lentils. Asr be shishim, you're not allowed to eat honey-fried lentils. We said this before in the Gemara. We spoke about this before up on the Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Yossi was matzah, because Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's called something different. It's something different. Min hashishim, if you say I won't eat honey-fried lentils, then mutar b'hadashim, you can eat regular lentils. Okay. Chita chitin. If you say I'm not going to eat chita chitin, right? So we have two things over here. One thing is called chita, and one is called chitin. One is the singular, right? Chita is the wheat seed. Chitin is wheat seeds, plural. What's the difference whether I say chita or chitin? What's the difference between the two? Mm-hmm. So it seems like the difference between the two is chita is one thing, not just one seed, but you have a dish that's cooked, it comes together. Chitin means it's a bunch of things that are separate. For example, raw seeds altogether are chitin because they're separate. But if it's chita, it becomes one dish that becomes together. If you say both chita, chitin, you say both, shani toim, that I won't taste it, aser behen, you can't eat it, ben kamach, whether it's flour, right, bein hapas, or whether it is bread, whether it's together, because we say it's kemach, and whether it's kemach, or whether it's kemach, or whether it's pas, or whether it's bread over here, both things are going to be aser. Gris, greason. Gris is basically grit or grits. Shani toem. Aser behen, bein b'chaim, bein b'vashalim. It's aser in everything, whether it's raw, whether it's cooked. Rabbi Yehuda omer konam gris o chita. If you just say the singular word, we said the singular word means the raw thing's going to be mutter. Shani toem, mutter lakos chaim. Then you can chew on a raw wheat seed or a raw grit, whatever a grit is, maybe that's a corn seed or whatever. It's not tasty. But you're allowed to because we said the singular doesn't apply to the raw thing. Okay. These are just the way the words are described. Let's see the braisa. Tanya, the braisa says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, chita shani toim. If he says, I won't eat a chita, that means a singular thing, then it's aser lafos. You're not allowed to bake. To bake together when it comes to these seeds or the wheat flour together, you can't bake. Why? Because chita means it's going to come into one thing. And when you bake something, you cook something, it comes into one thing. Umotulakos, you can chew a raw thing. Chitim, if you say plural, shani toim, that I'm not going to taste chitim plural, then that means it's the raw thing. It's the bunch of things together, not one thing. It's usulakos, you can't chew. Umotulafos, but it is much more permissible to bake together, to make into one thing. Chita chitin, if you say both together, shani toem, that I won't taste, aser bein, lakos bein lafos. Then it's aser for both to chew raw and to cook. So too, we say gris, a grit, shani toem, aser lavashu, you're not allowed to cook grits. Gris means cooking the grits together, because it's one thing. One thing is only when it's cooked together or baked together. Mutr lakos, but you're allowed to chew it. Grisin, plural, means the raw. Shani tom asr lakos, then you can't chew the seeds raw. Umutr lavashu, but you're allowed to cook it, because that means it's one thing. It's only the multiple things is asr. Grease, and however, if you say both of them together, shani tohem, then it's asr ben lavashu ben lakos, then that's going to be asr. Whether it is usr, it's whether to cook or whether to chew raw. Interestingly, there's a kasha over here. Why does it say that it's usr to cook or usr to bake? What do you mean it's usr to bake? When we're dealing over here with a neder, you were taking a neder to do what? To eat it. So why do we say you're not allowed to bake it? I'm not allowed to bake it to eat it. But it's I'm allowed to bake it. I'm allowed to cook it. I'm just not allowed to eat the thing that's baked. I'm not allowed to eat the thing that's cooked. So it should say asr leachol afui when it's cooked or when it's baked, or asr leachol mavushal. Why does it say asr to bake or asr to cook? So we see over here, it seems like there is an isr derabanan even to cook it, even to bake it. Why? Because if you make a neder and you come to cook it or bake it, you might come to eat it. So therefore, we see even that's going to be included, and therefore all of these things are included in the neder. Oh, with that, we end the parak. Let's say these five words together three times. Hadron Allah Hanoder Minamavushal. Hadron Allah Hanoder Minamavushal. Hadron Allah Hanoder Minamavushal.